I am Roberta Schultz. I didn't expect Following the Barn Quilt Trail by Susie Perrin to be a love story, nor did I expect it to be a treatise on finding renewed purpose in life. This colorful volume, published by Ohio University Swallow Press in 2016, is the second book Susie Perrin authored on barn quilts. Her first, entitled Barn Quilts and the American Barn Quilt Movement, documented the grassroots rural art project in cooperation with its founder, Donna Sue Groves of Adams County, Ohio. In the introduction to this latest book on barn quilts, Perrin recaps her initial 2-year journey with her dog, Gracie, as an experiment in traveling solo. Perrin also explains how through happenstance and kayaking, she acquires a new best friend and traveling companion, Glenn. The couple and Gracie set out to crisscross North America in search of the latest additions to the quilt trail community in a refurbished bus nicknamed Ruby. Along the way, the author shares what she learns about life, love, possessions, and the diverse rural communities who have decided to preserve their heritage through barn quilt designs. If you've been driving along a country road and suddenly come across a newly painted barn with a large, colorful design emblazoned on its side, you most likely have experienced a barn quilt. Some barn quilts are painted on large wooden squares and then attached to a barn. Others might appear on a sign-like display next to where a barn once stood. And still others are attached to public buildings of significance to a community. Most designs for these barn quilts come from actual quilt patterns that were important to the barn's owner or to a community's history. As Perrin travels from Kentucky to the Midwest to Canada to the prairies, out west and back, through the southeastern United States, she documents the stories of each community joining the quilt trail. Most pages of this colorful book feature a photo of the many barn quilt patterns displayed across the continent, along with the pattern's name. But back to that love story. Susie Perrin is a single woman in her 50s when her journey begins. Very used to an independent life as a high school teacher, kayak enthusiast, quilt trail author, public speaker, and solo traveler, she has long since decided that no man will enter her life in any kind of permanent way unless he seems like the kind of guy who might enjoy traveling to Yellowstone with her. Enter Glenn, her kayaking buddy who finally decides to ask her to dinner. As the couple grows closer, they decide that they can make Glenn's work-from-home job mesh with Susie's quest to travel in search of barn quilt stories, all while enjoying a vagabond lifestyle of adventure. Off they head into the uncharted territory of couplehood aboard their bus, Ruby, with Susie's Honda in tow and Gracie watching the road with them at the windshield. Beginning their journey in Estill County, Kentucky, they get as far as Indiana before the bus catches fire. In the chapters that follow, Glenn and Susie learn about changing plans, booking hotels that accept dogs, cooking in close quarters, and just how much stuff a person can live without. All the while, they discover great stories throughout the Midwest, Far West, Southeast, and Canada, where communities have joined the barn quilt movement. They manage to get the bus repaired and set off to California, where again, the bus shows its age. After a blown engine and transmission issues, the couple decides to invest in an actual RV, which is a good thing since they sell their home in Atlanta along the way, vowing to continue their bold life on the road experiment. I enjoyed reading about the varied reasons communities decide to create barn quilts. For some, it is a way to preserve barns. For others, it serves to create some much-needed agritourism in a depressed economic area. For many others, barn quilts document the history and cultural flavor of place. I won't tell you what ultimately happens in Susie and Glenn's love story. It's not like I'd be giving away any ending as such. I'd just prefer you to experience a little adventure yourself. You can find a link to Following the Barn Quilt Trail by Susie Perrin at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. It's a love story about perseverance, discovery, and purpose. I am Roberta Schultz.